try now. You fucking turned the input down. You must have. Jesus Christ.
Once.
Unbelievable. All right, it's fine now. Calm down, all right? It's no one's fault. It's not your fault. Just keep telling yourself that. It's with great honor, and it is indeed a great privilege that we bring you this live broadcast today, this cold November day, Sunday, November 25th, 2012. And this is Music from the Film, brought to you
via a data stream on the internet. And my name is Arthur, and I'm with Gary.
There has never been a film like this before. Pairs of jointed walking legs are attached to the cephalothorax. In front of the walking legs is a pair of appendages called palps, whose bases are used to seize and hold the prey. In front of the mouth are the fangs, which connect with poison glands. Venom, a poison gland, is injected through these hollow fangs. On the front part of the head are the eyes. Most spiders have 8 eyes. This is a close-up view of a spider's eyes. On the underside of the abdomen are the openings of respiratory organs. The spinnerets produce silken threads for the spider's web. They are near the end of the abdomen. They contain tiny things through which fluid from the silk glands is discharged as sticky threads. These threads harden upon exposure to the air. On the hind legs are claws, used to place the strands in position. Spider's claws are also adapted for walking on the web. Here, a spider climbs so fast that the thread becomes tangled. The web serves to trap small insects upon which this spider feeds. As soon as an insect strikes the web, the spider rushes out to paralyze it with an injection of venom. Thank you. Then the spider ties up its prey with silk. Often, the spider does not consume its victim until later. At its leisure, the spider returns to suck fluids from the body of its victim. In time, only the empty shell of the victim remains. All of the soft parts have been consumed. This is a water spider. It exhibits an interesting adaptation for living in ponds. Its web is a unique structure. The web is like a tiny diving bell anchored to submerged plants. Watch this spider go to the surface and bring air bubbles down to its web. Another species, the raft spider, does not build a web, but constructs a floating platform of leaves and twigs. Thank you. mating activities of some spiders are curious. Sperms are transferred from the palps of the male to the female. If the male, who may be smaller, does not escape immediately thereafter, he may be caught by the female and eaten.
Monster spiders. Larger than any documented in history or science.
Thank you. There may be some spiders
around here. There may be some spiders. Classification of spiders falls into an easy scheme. But if you try to classify people, they get all upset. I don't mean to classify you.
And a big shout out to our listening audience all over the globe tonight. And especially on the other side of the globe to our friends in Australia. Wow, I long to be with you, but you are so far away. But the essence, that is to say, my soul, the halo that glows inside the orb of my heart of hearts, is down there in the tall grass among the roos and the shrews and the shrooms and the rooms of the gaping tenets, the tenants, the throngs, the wire sculpture that is our collective brain. You feel me? I feel you.
I love you.
Listen to this. Listen to that. It all makes sense. To bypass this whole thing with a little bit of poignant history, so you know where I'm coming from. Not that I matter, because the sounds that escape my mouth go through the medium to your ears and travel to your heart. And that's something I want to emphasize, the importance that without you,
there would be no me without you.
You are part of what I am. I'm just the blurb, and you are what is heard. I am just the blurb, and you is what is heard.
Giant spider sightings.
New species of spiders are being found every week, every month, every year. So the possibility of finding a giant spider, I think, is very possible, and I hope to see it.
A giant tarantula crept out of the jungle and into the village where it caught a small dog in its vice-like grip.
The size of a basketball.
I was sleeping in my bed last night.
Sleeping in my bed last night.
And I thought it was my
cat.
It was my cat.
Snuggled at my
feet, as he is wont to do. Wont to do.
And then I noticed that
there were some features
that didn't seem
too much like a cat at all. Oh, guess what was in bed with me? I shouldn't have left the door to the tent open, but it was a warm
night in
November.
On this
side of the blurry blue sea.
And the warm waters rise and caress my soul.
And subdue the tensions that is part of the pole driven through my heart. It wasn't a cat at all.
It was a spider.
The size of a basketball. A basketball.
A giant tarantula crept out of the jungle and into the village where it caught a small dog in its vice-like grip. There was no chance of escape. The spider delivered a fatal dose of poison, then proceeded to drag the dog into the forest.
That's impossible.
That's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's just impossible. I can't believe it's impossible that a spider could kill a dog, drag it into the forest. Oh, poor doggy. Oh. Poor, poor doggy.
Poor doggy. Poor doggy. The poor doggy. Killed by a tarantula, dragged into the forest. Can't believe that.
One tarantula that makes a fantastic sound, certainly more melodic compared to a lot of the other species. There's a more trickling brook sound to it, if you like.
It's on nightfall the tarantulas start planning dinner. While out of sight in its burrow, the spider can detect any movement around. Signals of the outside world with the hairs on their highly sensitive legs. They can feel, hear, and even taste with them.
Even. It's our way of being even. As if I committed some kind of crime. Had nothing to do with it. I was an innocent bystander.
And they found
the blood of a
whore on my pickup truck. A big
red stain on the front
quarter panel.
And they implicated me.
They dragged my
ass to prison. And I was put in a cell
with a donkey.
And a big spider. And when the spider got hungry. And when the spider got spider ate the donkey. The spider ate the donkey.
You heard me.
The spider ate the donkey. Now I figure it won't be long before the spider eats me.
Every flat rock or hollow branch is a potential spider homing game. Spider has its own personality.
Their fangs are large enough to pierce through human skin, and their bodies are covered with urticating or stinging hairs.
Shout out to you,
Mike. Mike. Mike.
Mike. In all the Disney characters with their big floppy ears, and their big shiny rears, and the key locks around the periphery of the biggest door in the world, like it led to some treasury of immense importance. Bricks of platinum and gold, and all the things of old, and an ice cream cone as big as a tarantula. Can you imagine an ice cream cone that big? What flavor would it be?
What's your favorite flavor, Mike?
Strawberry! Strawberry tarantula! Basketball! I hope. I find
hope in the concept purported to be God.
God.
Snuggled by my legs on a hot night in the tent. In the desert, pick one. What have you on your palate? The Sahara, perhaps? The Sonora, perhaps? I thought it was my
dog. I thought it was
a spider.
Can a spider love like a dog loves? Do you love your basketball? Do you love your dog? Do you love your ice cream? Go through that giant door and hope it doesn't slam on you.
Every time you enter an elevator, you put your life at risk. You might fall into an open shaft and plummet to your death. Worse yet, at the bottom might be a cushion, might be spiders awaiting with their saliva, their venomous saliva. They appear in a dream. A doggy wags its tail. and it reminds you of a day on the court.
The basketball, the strawberry ice cream cone that you enjoyed on that hot, sweltering hot day in the Sonora Desert. When night comes, you climb into your tent and you leave the flap open, and in crawls a giant tarantula.
A giant tarantula.
And you have a dream that you are home in your bed,
and that your dog is at your leg. But it's not your dog. You blink. What did you sleep? What did you eat?
Where's Colleen? Why are things so green? Because the green appears to you in a dream. And it's not a dog in your leg. It's a spider instead. A tarantula the size of a basketball. Yummy.
Big shout out to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Venture out and stalk their food. Within the blink of an eye, the spider pounces and impales its prey on its deadly fangs.
You're listening to Music from the Film in an exclusive live netcast from the studios of WMUC, College Park, Maryland. A big shout out to Mike. Hi, Mike. And all our fans down under and those in Cleveland, Ohio. We're very pleased that you're with us on this Thanksgiving weekend here in the U.S. of And a brief pause. Now, here's some music. What a relief.